My name is Bauer Besseling, and I'm the architect of the company.
What is your role as the architect?
Well, first of all, I design the building, so I have to look what kind of building they are living in right now and what is the demand over there. And then after that, we're going to design the construction and planning it and stuff like that.
What considerations do you have to put in place when you're designing these buildings?
Yeah, first of all, I'm a Dutch architect, so I'm learned to be to design Dutch buildings. And of course, if you go to another country, you first have to look into what are the habits over there. So first we look to other houses over there, and what the difference is, for example, is that the people over there, they always want to have a bedroom downstairs for the grandfather and mother if they're going to live there. They're not used to have kitchens within the house or within the living room. So there are some cultural differences. So first of all, we had to take knowledge of that. And then for this system in Holland, we are used to more traditional way of building with concrete and bricks. And this is a light gauge steel with OSSB panels. So to design that, we also had to look into light gauge steel buildings. And light gauge steel is similar to the traditional North America way of building with wood and OSB. So we were looking into that. So we combined my Dutch European knowledge with the knowledge of the wood frame buildings of North America in the culture of China.
Are the Chinese people scratching their heads over what you're doing?
Well, they're very excited about new materials and new kind of ways of building and stuff like that, because a lot of energy right now goes to the bigger cities in China. So we are based in the more rural countryside. So they're really excited about the new material. If we were building, when we were building, there were always people looking, and now our first duplex house is finished. They're walking around, touching it, and they're really, really excited about it.
So the project that you're starting on right now, what exactly does it entail? Is it a whole community?
Right now, we built our first house just to show that we can build like this. Because the people have to get used to another way of building. So it's only a duplex house. But right now we're working on 10 more houses in the same area. And we're also planning to do other more public buildings. And our company, they donated a school for the earthquake zone. So we're working on that right now as well. But first we want to gain some experience with these houses and then go to bigger projects like a school, a community center, a multi-story building, what else? So, yeah.
With this panel board that's made out of wheat straw, why do you think it's better than what they have been using to withstand earthquakes? What is the quality of the wheat board?
First of all, the buildings they are building right now in this area where we are all made out of concrete and bricks. And the quality of these bricks and concrete is a little bit less than we are used to in Europe and also in Canada. So if there is an earthquake, there is a big possibility that it just cracks because it's not flexible and it comes down. And unfortunately, that has happened a lot last year during the earthquake. And this light gauge steel is more flexible, so it can withstand an earthquake much better than concrete and bricks. And together with our OSSB, which we can use for bracing and like a bracing element, it stands better in earthquakes than the building they have right now.
In the design of your house, you've incorporated some of the customs of the people, and one of them is that they have, from the pictures, lots of murals on their houses. What's that all about?
Yeah, they have really beautiful and really nice pictures on their walls, and they paint it every year. They're called New Year's pictures, so every Chinese New Year they will make new ones, and they will last for a year. And then they paint the walls white again and paint another picture. The houses are pretty basic in terms of material use, but because of these pictures, they're really like colorful and really nice to see. If all the buildings over there are with these pictures, and really looks amazing.
So what have you done to accommodate that with your designs?
First of all, we try to use all the local materials over there, so the house looks approximately the same as the houses they have right now, only we have a double story, a two-story house. And the walls are made out of stucco, The side walls are empty, so there are no windows in there, and they can put their paintings over there.
You're working in China now, but if you look ahead, are there other places in the world that this technology would be suitable?
Of course, I think for the system, it is possible to implement it in all different kinds of countries. But first, you have to look for demand. And for example, if you look to Canada, you have a lot of wood available. It's cheaper, so maybe more logical to go to a place where wood is very expensive or not available to implement houses like this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Jack van der Hatert. I'm vice president of Panelboard Holding in Holland. And we are the company who are building and making the factory where we will produce the OSSB panels.
How is it that you found out about the technology for the straw board that Alberta Research Council has developed?
My colleague, the commercial director and president of the company, did research a long time on all kinds of products all around the world. And one day he found in Canada with ARC a product which was made as from waste material, which looked like to be a, let's say, a dissolution for countries which has no wood from themselves, because wood is worldwide getting more and more expensive. For example, in China, they always had to import this type of panels, which can be produced with this system.
And why did you look at China as a place to commercialize?
Well, China is a increasing industrial country, and not only in the specific industrial parts, but also on the farmers' land, where they will increase with technologies from growing and harvesting and things like that. So, and also the farmers, who is about 70% of the population, likes to live in houses like they live in Europe or in America.
Now, you're taking a bit of a risk picking up a new technology and then moving it to China. What was involved in getting your plant set up?
Well, we set up a joint venture with a local company who were already in business of OSB panels. And they also saw the market for this OSB panel to compare with the OSB and see the possibilities for using this for own producing and better quality and easier to get and as a replacement for the OSB. For the OSB, sorry.
Because you're using the wheat straw as opposed to, say, wood chips to make the panel boards, was there anything different that you had to do in developing the designs for the plant?
Yes. In principle, the production method is the same as for OSB panels, but straw itself comes from another source. It's coming from country land, from the local farmers. And the local farmers are not as in the United States or in Europe, bigger ones, but are all small companies. And they have all small pieces of land, and they don't have the big machines to harvest the straw. To get the straw to the factory in an area of about a radius of 50 kilometers around our factory, we bought about 50% of the straw, which is there, but we have to store it for a year, because there's only one crop, which is in June. So we have to store it for a year, for the next crop is coming. So we built 9 straw collection sites around our factory, and from there we will supply the straw bales to the factory, because we don't have the enough area at the factory to store all the straw.
Is there going to be enough wheat straw for your plant to work at capacity, or do you think you'll have to be importing some from outside of China?
No, for the moment we think there is straw plenty, but therefore when we start build new factories, and that's the plan, that will be on other locations where also the straw is. So one will be in the north near Beijing, and one will be some more south from where we are now.
Are you going to be able to make money at this?
To build a first factory, we will be glad when it's a break even. But we are improving the technology, and we have to work with Chinese people who are absolutely not familiar with the system. So we have to teach everybody to the certain level. But for the second and the next factory, we think and hope for sure that it will be much more, let's say, profitable.
Will you be able to expand and build more factories in China, or are you looking at going and taking this technology to other countries as well?
Well, for the moment, we are thinking of only having this type of panels in China. What we are producing actually is a drop on all what is to be used in China. So when we build 100 factories, we are not on 50% of the demand.
That's absolutely amazing.
Yes, that's absolutely right. But although we are developing at this point in time factories in Egypt and Saudi Arabia.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.